Cloud Podcast from Amadeus Technologies. I'm Sindhu Priya, Marketing and Alliances Senior Manager from Amadeus. So in the last episode, we were discussing on a hot topic, cloud governance by chargeback, with an interesting guest, Mr. Nikhil Shah from Mahindra Group. So Nikhil, towards the end of part one in our last episode, we were discussing how to find the right framework or the key cost allocation methodologies that could end up giving better chargeback results. So let's assume we have decided or we have found out the right methodology, Nikhil. So the next challenge comes with the implementation, right? So many organizations struggle to do it for various reasons. So what do you think are the common pitfalls in chargeback implementation, and how do you think it could be avoided?
So in this case, I would suggest that we need to be, or as a FinOps person, the FinOps lead or the group CTO or the team who is driving entire stuff, needs to be very humble and start with very small stuff. You cannot build high-end solutions on the first day. So it needs to be very simple. Start with the very simple stuff. Because the biggest challenge is that we try to achieve, or we need to build a charge. If we try to build a chargeback model which is highly, highly sophisticated, then it's not possible in the first time. So it's because it's very complex. The first pitfall, it's very complex. Second is that every product, if it's infrastructure service, software as a service, PaaS, marketplace, then other outline outsiders cost, which I referred as any third-party tools you are using, any resource you are using, every product has a different way of billing and different way of consuming. So one SaaS product could give you data for based on the license you purchased. That could be another SaaS product give you the data or the charge based on the consumptions that you are using, not on the license basis. So it's a complex one. So understanding and then implementing, that is very important. So first of all, it's very complex. Second is every product has a different way of billing and needs to understand those. So that is another big challenge. Third is you need to provide the visibility. If you don't provide the visibility, like example in previous discussion, I said that if you are charging them or any charging business for any of the third-party tool, monitoring tools or security tool or any other tools, they need to give visibility for that. And that if we are not able to provide the visibility, then this is a challenge. So this is a third point. And fourth point, should build the model, but we should also consider that future scope. So it should not be very rigid, tightly coupled, but it should not be very, very, I would say, loosely coupled that way. So this is the biggest pitfall, and it can be addressed. So you need to start with, as I said earlier, start with very simple stuff. Gradually modify your chargeback process, if as we discussed in earlier, like cyclic process. Keep on repeating and modifying that. And then it will get mature by itself. Like initially you start with one spreadsheet, then you might go for a database. Then when your data grows, then you will go to might be data lake. That way.
Yeah. All right. So you do just summarize on what you have just said on how do we overcome, how could we probably overcome all these common pitfalls? Well, like start small and understand that it's a complex process. Don't leap big initially and keep it flexible and never assume that it is a fixed or defined process to be done only one time. It's iterative. You have to do it once at a while or keep it periodic, revisit on all your strategies, and that's how it could be mastered.
One more thing, Sindhu, that sometimes you don't have to go and revalidate from your end. Based on my experience, even business comes and say that, hey, you are not charging us properly. Even if you charge less, they come say, are you sure you are charging us less? because
Okay.
they also have some numbers in mind. Everyone who is spending money from their pocket, they have some numbers in mind. And if you
Okay,
charge
so
less
they
than,
become accountable for it. What would be the best part more than this then? Great. So that's the ultimate aim, right? To make everyone accountable of their choices. That's where all the cloud FinOps practices
That's right.
revolve around, right? So it's a great one. All right, Nikhil. So all said that done. We have to touch upon this mandatory topic, AI, whatever we talk about. So how much automation and AI can improve or support chargeback accuracy, Nikhil?
You cannot avoid AI and
Sure.
you cannot avoid automation. So AI, I would refer as a high-end automation itself. So without automation, see, if it's a small organization, couple of invoices or couple of accounts and few dollars of spend or few thousand or $10,000 of spend, it is pretty easy that you do it monthly basis. But again, it's a tedious job for anyone who is doing this. Automation is must. Automation is must. You cannot avoid the automations because, as I said in earlier discussion, there's like every product has a different way of billing, and then you need to bifurcate. So there are certain scenarios where the cost is divided among one resource cost is divided among multiple business unit. There are certain scenarios that few resource costs divide only to the two of the business unit and not rest of the time. All this permutation combination we need to build. And if you try to do it manually, it's I would not say it is not possible, but entire month you will be doing the same. So before, entire this month you'll do the chargeback, and by the time you end, then the next chargeback has come. So automation is must. You need to define the automation. Again, the coming to the same point that it could be simple at the beginning, but gradually you can adopt and change the flow, change the stuff. And AI is really useful in this case, Sindhu, is because it helps us to monitor if there is any something has going wrong. So if you build AI product or AI model which help us to revalidate, that is pretty useful. That whatever the chargeback model we are following, and then there is AI who is revalidating from itself, and then the model is self-evaluating gradually, then it is pretty easy to find out any mistakes or anything which is going wrong. So without AI, it's not possible. And again, now AI is everywhere. So chargeback AI is also a complex process.
All right. I love the point, the way you said, like validation, whatever that would help us validate our whatever decision we are doing, whatever task or activity or results we are trying to achieve, it's always going to be useful. And AI is definitely, undoubtedly going to be helpful in that space. So before we wrap up, Nikhil, let me ask you about your personal experience in bringing FinOps or implementing chargeback in Mahindra. Could you share what are the challenges that you have faced and how you were able to overcome that with the help of your team?
Okay, certainly. So again, I mentioned earlier that when I started Mahindra 1.5 years back. And prior to that, I was just under impression that chargeback is just about the cloud resources.
Okay.
But then I realized there are multiple peripheral stuff. And the biggest challenge is some of the common cost, how you distribute this. Like initially I shared example of AWS savings plan. So it was purchased on the central account and then everyone is using that. How we can distribute this? Then there is a network cost. So if one of the business units starts spending more or starts sending data out more, then we need to charge according to that usage. So here the automations, AI, everything comes in picture. We started monitoring on regular basis and then understand observing the pattern. And then we started implementing. So we modified our chargeback process multiple times throughout 1 year or 1.5 year. So before that also a chargeback process, and then it is still going on and it is still evolving. One of the SaaS product, I'll give you an example, is recent, last month itself this happened, is one of the SaaS product that we were using, and it was fully charged to one of the business unit. They said that we are not 100% utilizing. Can you please revalidate it? And when I
Okay.
checked, 30-40% of the cost was utilized by some different business unit, but we were not aware.
Okay.
So this is the biggest challenge. And another big point which Sindhu, I initially forget to include is when chargeback, we consider about the distribution of cost, how we distribute the credits.
Yeah,
That is the
that's a great
biggest
point.
challenge, biggest statement. And till last year, none of the hyperscaler provide clear visibility that credit when what we received, that is for which purpose. We need to follow up with them, and they are pretty helpful in this case. But there was no direct visibility. We need to follow up with individual hyperscaler to understand, and then we need to implement it. And again, distributing this credit is a very big challenge.
True.
If it's only specific to business, if it's specific to particular POC, and when you are working on a bigger organization, there are multiple teams who is directly communicating with hyperscaler. So there are some POC going on, and half of the time you are not even part of that. And all of a sudden you received a credit. All of a sudden you received email from the business saying, "I have not received the credit." And now you need to understand that where that credit goes. So this is one of the biggest challenge. We try to, I must say, all three hyperscaler that we are on are really helpful, and they help to resolve this issue as soon as possible. So that is real. So this is one of the few things that we have implemented, we have modified once I started or gradually in last 1 year.
Great, great. Thank you for all those information that you have shared. Definitely, this is going to help our audience who are listening to this in their chargeback implementation. So, Nikhil, it's time to close. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all your experiences and insights. It's such an insightful conversation for sure. And thank you for making us understand chargeback is just more than a financial mechanism. It's a governance tool. And when it is implemented right, it drives accountability, efficiency, and innovation. So thank you so much. And for our listeners, could you please help them where they can exactly reach you for more such information?
You can reach out to me on my LinkedIn profile. I'll share the profile. It's Nikhil Shah. You can search me on the LinkedIn. That's, I think, so the best way to reach me out.
All right. So listeners, you have just listened to it. It's Nikhil Shah on LinkedIn. That's how I reached out to him. So he's quite very responsive and quick over there. So reach out to him and ask all your queries regarding to chargeback and implementation. So listeners, if you found this episode valuable, don't forget to hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with your network. Stay tuned for more deep dive into FinOps, cloud governance, and beyond with more interesting guests in the upcoming episodes. Still, we catch up in the next episode. Enjoy your cloud journey. Thank you.
Thank you, Sindhu.